Static. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
I'm out here by the cemetery still, sorry. I haven't got anything to play the theme music on, so. I'm just winging it. Well, I wanted to apologize that I did not make it to Chicago this last weekend here.
Right.
But, because I'm an old man, and I'm scared of the weather now, so.
You were never afraid of the weather, and now you're all like,
I can't go, it might snow.
Yeah, right?
Well, I've been downstate for a number of years now. We hardly ever get snow, and so.
Yeah.
You know, whenever there's a little bit of snow, everybody gets all freaked out, so.
Yeah, I'm
acclimated.
I'm glad you didn't go.
Yeah, like you would have helped me or anything.
You're stuck? Oh,
Yeah, I could call you. Did you go?
Yeah.
Did you go up to your sister's?
No, I didn't go.
I didn't think so.
No. I wanted to and I didn't.
Well, we have to organize a time to go up there at some point.
We will organize a time for you to buy pizza for everyone. And
all right, we will do that.
We'll use your coupon for that. So
okay, we're all good.
Well, we'll just have like a New Year's Eve there or something. I don't know
about that. I don't know if I can get away for that, but
yeah,
sometime in the spring maybe.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I guess it was pretty bad, you know. I saw the pictures online, and some parts got quite a bit of snow up there, so.
Yeah, they're talking about like 11 inches or something.
Yeah, so I think I dodged it a little bit there.
Yeah.
But I am sorry I didn't make it, and I apologize to the folks that I was going to try to catch, so. You know, CB and Smidge were, you know, possibly going to meet me, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I know you said you might, but that just meant you wouldn't. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know. I know your language.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't really have a story for this week, and then I had some dinner, and lo and behold, I got a story.
I pooped a little.
I pooped, and it was good.
You had some Euros.
Yeah, I got some Euros at the Euro Shack.
I cannot picture you eating actually Euros.
I don't think I've ever eaten a Euro, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, yeah, I think that's something you would completely.
No, I don't think I want that. No.
Yeah.
I don't like cucumber sauce, number one, or whatever that is.
Yeah.
No, I was at Five Guys. You know Five Guys Burgers and Fries?
Is that like In-N-Out Burger?
No, it's kind of like, you never heard of Five Guys? Seriously?
No.
Oh, it's like Culver's or one of those kind of places, you know.
Do they throw the rolls at you?
No, no throwed rolls.
Oh.
So, I'm at Five Guys. If you know it, then you'll know what I'm talking about.
No, I never heard of this.
Well, it's just a hamburger place. It's a chain fast food hamburger place.
Yeah.
And, but their kind of their bit is that they have the potatoes and you can see where they came from, right? So all the potatoes are in these big bags and they're marked with their, where they were harvested from.
Okay.
And they cook all their fries in peanut oil and then you can have free peanuts while you're there.
Peanuts.
What do you think I said?
Never mind. Okay.
There's these boxes of peanuts that you just get, you know, eat peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my daughter likes it, and so I took her to dinner before we were heading to our destination here, and so we're sitting there. We've been there before, you know. We got our dinner. We're sitting there eating, and I'm gonna go get a refill on my drink.
Yeah.
So I get up to go over to the machine to get my refill, and I notice, you know, one of these guys is one of the workers behind the counter is kind of like, there's like this little I don't know what you call it, like an alcove at the end of the counter.
Yeah.
He's kind of hiding back there a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm walking, and I have to walk by him in order to go to the drink station to get my drink. And I'm like, what's this guy doing? This is kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then I realize as I walk around, I'm a little taller, so I can kind of see over the little thing he was hiding behind. Mm-hmm. And he's recording a video on his phone.
Oh, boy.
But it's not pointing at me. It's pointing, out into the seating area.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is this guy videoing?
Yeah, I got an idea where this is going. Okay.
And so ahead. I kind of look at the line of sight there, and I'm like, well, there's kind of this, older milfy looking lady at the counter, and I thought, well, maybe he's videotaping her. That's kind of odd.
Was it Brett Summers?
No, it wasn't Brett Summers. I'll get a hamburger. No, just this lady with her son, and they were going to have some food or whatever. She looked a little older, and
was it Tawny Katane?
Probably in the Tawny Katane range, yes.
Kim Cattrall?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, right.
But I'm like, well, I don't think he is, because I kind of, was doing that out of the side of my eyeballs as I walked past him, looking.
Your peripheral.
My peripheral, trying to figure out what he was doing. So I get my drink, and I'm walking back, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to kind of line myself up and see what he's doing, right?
Right.
Oh, was I surprised.
Uh-oh. He wasn't, tell me he wasn't filming your daughter.
No, he was not filming my daughter. Oh. I would have probably, stood there or something. But, no, my daughter was out of range.
Okay.
So, apparently, and I didn't know this, there was this guy sitting there happily, nonchalantly and, enjoying himself, eating his hamburger with his foot.
Wait, go back. Say this again.
I walk around the corner. I have my drink. I'm lining it up.
Right.
The milfy lady's gone. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. There is a gentleman sitting there, happily eating his hamburger with his foot.
He's holding the hamburger with his foot?
Yes, he's holding the hamburger
with his foot.
With his foot.
Okay.
And he's just chomping down on it like it's the best thing ever.
Would he be an amputee?
Believe he was born. I didn't stare at the guy.
Yeah.
But I could not look away for a moment, obviously, at that point.
Yeah.
I believe he was born without arms because he was extremely adept at using his foot to eat.
What? Was he using both feet or just one?
He just had one foot. It was kind of up on the table, and he would push it toward his mouth and lean in a little bit, and he'd take a bite, and he was just chewing away.
How did he get the tray to his table? Did he put the tray in his mouth?
Well, I didn't realize this. This guy was almost right behind me, one table away from where I was sitting, but my back was to him.
Yeah.
And so I just was like, I'm like, this, I mean, this guy was, incredibly skilled. Incredibly skilled with his foot.
Yeah.
Because he was holding that hamburger between his big toe and his other toes.
Yeah.
Like you'd hold it with your thumb.
Was this Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes. Brown. Christy Brown.
Christy.
And he was eating this hamburger and enjoying it tremendously. It was just other than the fact that he had it in his foot, he looked like every other guy eating a hamburger in there. You know what I mean?
So did he realize this the pervy guy behind the counter is videoing him?
Or? Oh, he didn't. I felt kind of bad after that. I'm like, oh, no.
And so then you whipped out your camera.
Yeah, so I'm like, I got to get a shot of this. No, I did not. I did not do that.
Yeah.
I was not going to be that guy.
Yeah.
But I was just like, So I couldn't say anything, even though I was totally transfixed with this situation. And then, you know, we finished eating, my daughter and I, and we go outside, we get in the car, and I said, did you notice that there was a guy behind me eating a hamburger with his foot?
Dad, you're high.
No, and she goes, yes. She said, they helped him get his food to the table, and they got a drink for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a drink he was picking up with his foot. She goes, I thought it was kind of weird because he walked in and I thought he had his arms in his coat.
Yeah.
But he didn't have any arms.
Oh.
And then he proceeded to take his shoe off and it's like eating fries and stuff.
Holy crap.
She goes, I thought the weirdest thing was he got peanuts.
Okay, I want to see this. I want to see him shell and eat the peanuts.
I know, I swear to God. She said he got peanuts. The problem was I was blocking her view at that point with my massive hulking body. Yeah. And so she could not see how he ate the peanuts. But he got peanuts, and they did not shell him for him. And I'm like...
I have to go to the bathroom now, and I have horrible diarrhea. Would someone please?
Yeah. I'm like, this guy needs a show. Because, I mean, this guy is so talented.
I think I'm hearing all about my next replacement, guys. Something happened.
This guy, I mean, he was just, he could have gave us two shits if anybody was looking at him, man. He was having a good hamburger.
Well, it's a hamburger. Up you, man.
That's right.
I paid for it.
That's right. It's exactly. That's right. F you.
F you.
No, I mean, he was, I don't know. He just looked like a pretty happy guy. But I was just like, you know, what? Because, I mean, he was holding it and had his leg up on the table like you'd have your elbow on the table.
Yeah.
Just going to town, taking big old bites of this hamburger. And he didn't have shit all over him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you get a big hamburger like that, you have ketchup on you and stuff.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, the lady at the counter was someone famous. That's what I thought you were going to go at. Like,
No. We got
like, this... it really was, like, some, like, local celebrity or something. It's like, oh.
Well, man. To me, at this point, this guy should be a local celebrity. I could watch this guy. He could probably play golf or something with his feet.
Excuse me, sir.
I was just like, I'm like, this guy is talented. You think you could eat a hamburger with your feet? Fuck no, you couldn't eat a hamburger with your feet.
Yeah.
You probably can hardly walk.
I can't. I don't even know what my feet look like anymore, to tell you the truth. My belly is so big.
And I mean, he's like putting his foot up to his mouth. Anyway, well, I found it incredibly fascinating.
That's all right.
I was just like, you know, this guy, you know, he deserves some notoriety or something.
Right. Just so you didn't introduce yourself? Like, hey.
Well, I didn't have an in. I didn't know. I didn't have an angle. I mean, it's just kind of weird. Say, I've got this internet show. Can I take a picture of you eating a hamburger?
Hey, I got this little flat Manny thing.
Can you hold him on your toes?
On your toes?
Can you hold him and the hamburger?
I want to shake your toes as if I was shaking your hand.
Yeah. I'm like, this is cool.
That is bizarre.
I thought it was the coolest thing.
Sir, you probably don't smoke, but I will give you $10. Light it. Smoke.
You smoke this cigarette with your foot.
I want to see you do it now.
Yeah. Oh, my. I'll buy your hamburger.
Oh, jeez.
I just thought that was fascinating. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. This guy's adapted.
That is bizarre.
He's not letting anybody keep him down. I want a big, juicy hamburger, and I'm going to eat this motherfucker with my foot.
Don't feel sorry for me, man.
That's right. You guys got it bad.
I'm other abled, man.
That's F-E. Right. Differently abled, exactly.
Like, you think you're having a bad day, and you see that shit, and you're like, well.
I'm like, that guy's got it going on.
That is bizarre. I would think that guy would travel with, like, 4 people to help him out. Like, oh, yeah.
No, nobody. He was by himself. My daughter kept asking me, how did he get there? How did he get there?
Dad.
He drove with his foot, I bet. He drove with one foot.
Oh, I bet he did. I have all the confidence that he has some magic car he drives, and that's it.
I bet he drove with a foot.
I believe it.
Well, anyway, I just thought that that was incredibly fantastic.
So, hats off to you, sir. You are...
Yeah, foot hamburger guy at the Five Guys. You are a hero, I will tell you.
Whoever you are, I want to thank you.
No doubt that you have mad skills. I bet you could play the piano with those feet.
I bet he could.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I wonder if he could play I'm Sailing Away like that old, like that homeless guy down in Florida that...
I don't know.
I bet he could.
I bet he could.
I'm sailing...
So, yeah, that was my night, and I'm like, oh, I have to say something about this.
Did he have French fries?
Yes.
He's eating them one at a time.
Apparently, I didn't see him eat a French fry. I just saw him with the hamburger.
Yeah.
But he had the whole schmear. He had a drink. He had peanuts. He had fries. He had a hamburger. That's all they got there. That's their whole thing right there.
I'd be afraid of, like, doing that, though, and, like, farting, and everyone look at me like, really? Like, we were on your side until that happened, and now we're all...
Oh, yeah, well, that would be your fear, I'm sure. But...
Yeah.
No, he just was chomping away.
Well, good for him. I'm glad to hear that. I don't think I've seen that before, but...
I certainly never have, and I thought that was just incredibly interesting.
I think you should have him on the show immediately.
Well, if he's there next time, maybe I will. I don't know.
Yeah.
The audio part of that probably wouldn't be quite as interesting as the visual there, but...
You could do like a play-by-play, like have him do different things, and then you're like...
He's not a circus animal. Come on.
$10 if you can do origami right now. Origami swan now.
I would be surprised.
Okay, done, bitch. You're like,
So I felt kind of bad because, you know, the dude was recording him, but then, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to talk about this, so.
You know that thing where they set up stuff on a table and there's like a tablecloth and he pulls it off and there's nothing falls off?
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
Do that. That.
He could right probably, there. You know, they had that crazy game, Minute to Win It, with all these stupid little games you'd play like as a kid. Right. He could probably win at that.
Yeah.
Stacking cups and bullshit like that.
Stacking cups. That seems a little cruel, don't you think?
No, but he could do it.
Stacking cup.
I got no doubt. This guy was adept.
Yeah.
This guy had, I mean, confident. Yeah. I can't even use chopsticks with my hands.
I bet he'd beat your ass with chopsticks, too.
I bet he would.
Boom.
I bet he would with his feet. Yeah.
Nice.
I just was like, wow. And I mean, nobody put it in his foot. He picked it up with his foot. The hamburger.
He's like shaming people that want to help him. Like, no, put it down.
I mean, he, you know, put it down, get a drink, you know, get a fry, crack a peanut, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That is bar. That is weird.
Weird's not the word. Cool.
That's no. I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's not like freakishly weird. It's just cool. It's.
I just thought I was like, well, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah. Well, latte da.
So what's going on with you? I'm hanging out with, you know, celebrities that have no arms.
Last week's show was not completely exciting, I know, but, you know, I was at Desiree's house and stuff like that.
Well, you know.
But there was a little side story I had missed.
It's not like every week we hear about Desiree getting naked or anything.
Well, that is true.
Oh, wait, yeah. We almost hear about that.
So, I know you don't really Facebook a lot, which is fine, and, but I see a lot of women get, there's something called, like, essential oils or something.
Okay.
I know you probably don't. I see this, though, but...
Is this something that you rub on yourself or something?
It's some kind of scented oils or something. I don't really know what it is, to be honest with you.
All right. But you want to get in the club, is that what you're saying?
No, I don't, actually. I have no interest in it, but I do see, like, plenty of women, like, getting excited about whatever this oil is supposed to do.
I'm thinking that they need to get you interested because that's a gold mine. Because I mean, they'd have to sell you a lot. If you got to cover certain parts of your body.
Yeah.
I mean, they got like 55-gallon drum it. You know what I mean?
So I guess Desiree had bought some of this.
Got any? Right? Got anything for stretch marks, ladies?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
And,
she bought some of it.
She apparently bought some of it. I was kind of really not paying attention to the story very well. She was talking to my wife, which is fine. And, she's like, well, I thought, I would take a bath with some of the vanilla.
Oh, really?
Peppermint scented.
Peppermint?
Oh, excuse me, that changes the whole story. Thank you. Peppermint. So she puts the peppermint into the oil, or the water, excuse me, the oil. Yeah. You get the idea. She gets in the bathtub, she begins to bathe.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I guess it's not for bathing because she said... What was the quote? Her...
She said it,
her...
Burned? Oh, no.
Her JJ was on fire?
Her coochie was on fire.
did you say that's not the oils?
I think that's chlamydia, isn't it?
Yes, I think he just got an outbreak or something.
Yeah, so yeah. She
put the oil in the bathtub and then sat on it.
Apparently, I don't know what...
In it,
I guess. I don't know how much water, but apparently... the peppermint coochie didn't experiment.
Yeah, maybe it was the concentrate. She put the whole bottle in there or something.
Oh, what the hell? The whole bottle?
Yeah, I want to smell good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm like, what did you say to your boyfriend when he came over? You know, like, hey, my coochie. Oh, she's on fire. He's probably like, yeah, I am too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the fire hose to put that out with.
Oh, she waved him off, I'm being told.
Oh, really?
We showed up later. Yeah, she waved him off. Like, not tonight. No, thank you.
Oh, my. Well, there may have been oil slick down there or something.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea on those essential oils. You got me.
I don't know. I guess it's not essential to your hoo-ha, I guess.
Maybe sensitive parts.
I guess there must be a warning to this somewhere, I would think. I don't bathe with the...
Yeah, maybe don't... maybe don't use it. Maybe don't use it as a douche.
I said, I go, well, at least you didn't gargle with it.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Minty fresh.
So now my wife's buying this essential oil.
Oh, now she's buying some. Well, there you go.
So I'm hoping she does not bathe with, the cinnamon cream or something. I don't know what.
Something smells like Big Red.
It's my coochie. like I smell peppermint.
Yeah, I smell like a stick of gum.
I think I use too much.
It gives a new meaning to the bubblegum labia there.
Every time I fart, it smells like Wrigley's.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, talk about your juicy fruit.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, if it was Fruit Stripe, it wouldn't last that long, so at least you'd be okay.
Bubblicious.
Yeah, the ultimate bubble.
Bubblicious. Mm.
So is she going to be okay, Uncle Lair?
Yeah, I don't know what she did to actually solve the problem, but she did get past it, apparently, with some therapy or something. I don't know what.
Put some yogurt on it or something? Take away the sting or what?
I'm not sure how you solve that problem. I don't know. I don't know. We didn't ask how she got out of that predicament.
I hope she didn't use any of the stuff that you rubbed on her back.
Yeah.
Might have made matters worse.
Yeah.
Well, Desiree, you got a chemical burn on your vagina. How the hell does this happen? Oh my gosh. Sounds like somebody's doing a little too much table dancing just after they use the pledge.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
Poor Desiree.
Speaking in tongues.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I guess you just had to drain the tub and turn it into a shower or something. I don't know what
you have a little too much joy with this one.
It was her story. I wasn't even part of it. I was just like trying to mind my own business. Next thing I know, yeah, my coochie was on fire.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's kind of hard to go on with the night after you hear something like that. And you're like, wait a minute. Wait. What was the story? Wait, go back.
Let me, I gotta do a little, you know, I got a fire scene investigator. I think it was arson. Yeah. Let's go see about this.
Oh, man, you can't lick the peppermint flavor. Let me tell you that right now.
Oh, my goodness.